San Francisco supervisors pressed PG&E executives Thursday about communication failures during last December's massive power outage. Supervisor Alan Wong posed a question about the outage.
Your presentation said communications were timely and consistent, but merchants told us the outage map, text, and the call center often contradicted each other. Which one should the public treat as the source of truth?
On Saturday, December 20th, 2025, a major fire at the PG&E Mission substation triggered a massive power failure that affected about 130,000 customers, nearly one-third of San Francisco. The outage occurred during the peak of the holiday shopping season, paralyzing transit lines, closing BART stations, and forcing thousands of small businesses to shutter during the busiest weekend of the year. While 75% of those impacted were restored within the first day, thousands of residents in the Richmond and Sunset districts endured a total blackout lasting over 66 hours, with full restoration not occurring until the following Tuesday. In response, PG&E committed $50 million towards automatic bill credits of $200 for residential customers and $2,500 for businesses, while processing additional claims for individual losses. The supervisor's hearing is about counting the cost of that outage and charting the way forward. PG&E CEO Sumit Singh takes responsibility.
In terms of the accountability, that accountability rests with me, starts with me, in terms of ensuring that the communications we're providing are accurate. And obviously, we take that accountability very seriously. And I speak on behalf of our 29,000 PG&E co-workers and family members.
The power outage costs small businesses thousands of dollars, like Sean Kim, co-owner of Joe's Ice Cream and vice president of Gary Merchants Association.
My freezer shut down, and then when the freezer shut down, the ice cream melt like this. And then when ice cream melt, we lose all the inventory, not only for that day, for the whole week, immediately. And there's no recovery, it's gone. And there's not just product on the shelf, you know, there's weeks of preparation and inventories, labors, and revenues that disappears in hours.
Singh emphasized that PG&E provided financial relief to affected customers, offering credits and support to help offset the losses caused by the prolonged outage.
So far, we've received 2,750 claims. That includes residential and non-residential. And as of yesterday, we have resolved nearly 90% of those claims. And we've been able to do that in 15 days or less on average, which is about half the time from a claims processing perspective.
Supervisors raise concerns about inconsistent information across PG&E alert systems, with outage maps showing incorrect data. Customers also struggled to reach help during the crisis.
During the event, we experienced higher than normal call volume. And so for those 3 or 4 days during the event, we were looking at around 20,000 calls that were coming into the contact center specifically related to this event. On average, obviously, you'll see some higher than that, some lower than that. And so that goes beyond our standard as well. And so one of the lessons learned from that, obviously, is that in the event of an emergency like this, we have to reconfigure our staffing plan, get folks on those calls faster, and also ensure that we have in-language support lined up for those types of calls.
Another major point of contention was language access during the outage.
The primary language that was used was English, and as I mentioned, that's another improvement in regards to ensuring we're providing, you know, multiple languages and in languages on things like Cantonese, Mandarin, depending upon the preferences that our customers are opting in and selecting on their language of preference for notification and communication. So that is an action that's already been taken on our part.
Supervisors also discussed long-standing debates over public power, including whether city ownership of the electric system could improve reliability. Reporting for KPFA Radio, I'm Annetta Felix.